What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Yeah?
Good to see you back up.
Oh, yeah, feels good.
Feels good. Glad that you're finally out there and participating.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. It's not much of, practicing, but just participating. I talked to the coaches. We got a great understanding of, what am I doing right now? Just getting into the swing of things. Not necessarily trying to go out there and go full go. Go as much as I need to go and, let those guys know. And just work my way back into the program, work my way back into the defense, 34 dime and all those things, and just move on forward.
So you're not quite there yet, but you're good enough just to be back on the field?
Oh, no, I'm nowhere where I need to be as far as preparation, conditioning, football. I feel good. I feel well enough to get out here and start practicing, and that's where you got to start from, where we worked so hard to get back to training with the rest of everybody, where beforehand we were just working to get to that level. Now we can go on with the rest of the team.
Ellis, what did you do in the offseason that was different than the previous years?
I sat down. Yeah, I sat down the whole offseason, and I just made a promise to myself after last year. As soon as we got those surgeries taken care of, I wouldn't move a muscle until I was full go. And when I got healthy enough to start participating and working out and things, it's just been to the wall. Trying to get back right through mini camp, through that, and just stay out of the limelight, try to stay out the lights, stay away from you guys, and just work hard and just be prepared.
Was that hard last season, Ellis? You kept all those injuries to yourself, even when you were getting heavily criticized. You never said a word about them.
It's not hard when you put everything in perspective and when you see it for yourself, and you, like I said, at the end of the day, whether things are going good or bad, inside, what's going on. And it would have been wasted time, wasted thinking on my part to sit there and fight people that, don't mean anything to me. So it was, I had to put so much focus into to getting myself to whatever percent, if there is such a thing as percent, to be healthy enough to play each game, that, I didn't have time to think about who was criticizing and this and that, so.
Are you pain free? And if so, what's that feel like? Change.
You know what? It feels good to have all your limbs. It feels good to run and not feel a twitch or an itch or whatever. Just feel healthy. Where you can say that you started the season off healthy. Now, as the season goes along, there's always nicks and bruises, bumps and whatever. But to start something off and then just to work from there, you can't ask for anything more. I'm blessed.
How much pain were you in as the season progressed?
I mean,
scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, well, I don't, we don't use numbers. So. But I mean, it was a great deal of pain. It's like I said, but the thing is, the reason why, you don't complain about injuries, you don't say anything, because that's what the game's about. There's going to be injuries, there's going to be nicks and bruises, and then you're not the only one out there with an injury. Me sitting here complaining and whining about mine, we got guys out here that you still don't know about that had stuff going on, Mine just ended up getting into the public or whatever, but there's no sense in arguing or discussing it.
But still, were there some Sundays where your body really wanted to win out over your ego to get out there and to get out there?
Yeah, I mean, there was some Sundays, where literally, didn't even get to sleep the night before, or, had to prop yourself up because you couldn't lay down right and things like that. But, you just try to do whatever you can to get out there, man. I feel like I'm never in a position where I can say, go ahead, team, I'm done. I never feel like that. I feel like I'm a part of the team, and I'm, like I said, I get paid to play. I don't get paid to sit down.
How impressed are you with both the rookies, young quarterbacks that they brought in, and also the veteran mix of people that they brought in?
I'm very impressed as far as practice and preparation goes. Those guys sit down and they prepare just as hard as a veteran does. And I think a lot of that goes to Dom Capers, where he sits us down and he's very thorough with everything. A lot of us, a couple of the vets, we get a little frustrated in there because we're repeating some stuff that we know, but we know it's for a good reason. And the thing that all you can ask for from them rookies is to sit there and listen. And that's what they're doing. And you're seeing the results on the field. They're not making too many mistakes. They're making rookie mistakes, but not as many as you think they would be. And they're out there doing a great job.
You're the guy, when you're in those meetings, you look around at the other cornerbacks, you're the guy with the most seniority.
Yeah, I sit in the back now. It was kind of weird. And you know what? I didn't mean to sit in the back. It just kind of free-furled happened because I wasn't with those guys in minicamp. And I just kind of, took a seat and just started watching from the back. And I look up, man, I'm like, man, and there's only one other guy that sits right behind me, and that's Hot Rod. So I look, that's the next seat I want to be in. So, it's a sense of accomplishment. It's like, man, we're still here. We're still going, but we're nowhere where we want to be, so.
Are you tired yet of the, how are they going to replace Asante questions? And
you know what? I don't really pay attention to the guys, to the writing, the newspapers, this and that. And I hear it rarely, but I'm telling you, man, I don't read. I don't watch the news. When I talk to you guys, if I didn't say it, I don't know what else there is. So it's like, I don't really bother with those things. Son is gone, and that's something else that we got to worry about here.
Would you like to assume the mantle, the role as the top corner on the team?
That's what I consider myself anyways. I think everybody that comes out here, especially at corner, you know, wants to be the number one guy. That's how I felt when I came in as a rookie. I wanted to prove and show that, you know, I'm the number one guy, and that's how I feel now. I want to go out there and prove and show, but there's a process and things take time, and, you know, this isn't a race by no means of a sprint. It's a marathon, so.
You played the left side?
Have I played? Yeah, you saw me. See, what was that? 06. Rookie year, 06, yeah. I was over there when I broke my wrist. Then I went back over to the right side, and I was switching on and off, but I played over there.
So you're comfortable no matter what?
Either or, it doesn't matter. Either or,
it
doesn't matter.
Was it a little bit scary for all you guys today? It looked like Brady hurt his left leg a little bit, and he had to sit out for a little while. That has to be a little scary.
I was on defense, so I didn't.
You still got to notice. I mean,
when did he do that?
When you first came down here and was doing like red zone work.
Oh, I didn't even see it. He'll be all right.
He came
finished,
back. Yeah.
Yeah, if he finished practice, he'll be all right. So, yeah. You good?